It's Wednesday, time for our Neighbors in Action segment, when Current State features people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today, we learn about Crosswalk Teen Center, a new after-school and summer program for teens in the Charlotte area. Here to talk about the program is Rick Todd, Executive Director of Crosswalk, and Board Member John Bailey, and Austin Blakeney, who's one of the center's teens. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
First of all, Rick, tell us a little bit about how Crosswalk Teen Center got started.
Well, a group of three gentlemen sat down and discussed how we could help Charlotte, what impact we could have on the community, and we evolved to a teen center, an after-school program for the youth in the Charlotte area.
What kind of program do you offer at the after-school programming?
Well, it varies from kids just coming in and hanging out, playing games and foosball, ping pong, that kind of thing, to cooking, to life skills, to tutoring, to educational opportunities. We have a Generation E, which is a entrepreneurial program that we offer. We've had robotics programs, so just a variety of things.
And about how many kids do you serve at the center?
Each day, the average is right now averaging 40. It's grown steadily since September, and 40 is the average right now.
Austin Blakeney, how did you learn about Crosswalk?
I was a part of a group with a bunch of teens. We were in a day treatment program, and for community service, we used to go out there, clean, help paint and whatnot, cook sometimes with a bunch of MSU students. We made guacamole, we made salsa, I believe. Yeah.
So a day treatment program because you had had a drug habit. Can you tell us a little bit about how your involvement helped you through that time?
Once I got done with day treatment, I started going to the teen center every day after school, helping out Rick with drywalling, painting. I even drilled some holes in the middle of the island in the kitchen so we could install outlets, help saw through the floor so we can install a sink.
So it sounds like the place where this is held also is kind of in the process of becoming a center too.
Yeah.
John, what do you think the need is for this kind of programming in the Charlotte area? Do you think this program fills a void in the area?
Oh, absolutely. Kids that are in the community that have opportunities in extracurricular activities, sports, music, drama, they have those places to go to. But there's a segment of our community of students that are just left out, and they will hang out somewhere. And so we decided that if they're going to do that, let's provide a safe place, a place that has purpose and will do more than just help them socially, but help them also academically, and if they so desire, they can delve into the spiritual if they want to. It really will hit on all aspects.
Charlotte is a lot smaller town than, you know, Lansing or Grand Rapids. Do you think there are fewer opportunities for kids to be involved in these kind of programs when they don't live in a bigger area?
Well, your choices certainly are diminished in a smaller community, but we can be a facility that brings the diversity of opportunity into its one location. So we may have a smaller scale, if you will, than a larger urban area, but we really can provide just as much diversity through our volunteer people and our programs that if they want it, we'll bring it to them.
Rick, what kind of kids do you focus on reaching? Are the teenagers at Crosswalk typically at risk or low income, or just
it's a variety. Or? I would say that it's greater than 50% that are maybe called at risk, that do have either economic issues or some sort of dysfunction in the family, whether it's poor choices that they made or poor choices that parents made. That seems to be more than 50% of what we serve right now.
It's interesting to me that your arts programming is centered around music and video production. Why did you make those a focus?
My previous life was working with video production and video video servers and that kind of product. Actually, we have some equipment here at WKR.
I was going to say, how many video servers can there be in the greater Lansing area? You've probably seen them all.
So from that background, some of my equipment came, well, all the equipment that I had came into the center. And so those tools were there. I had some training from my past and just shared that with kids.
But I would think there would also kind of be an aspect of, I mean, you know, everybody loves performing and music and music videos. And
absolutely. The recording studio that we set up, the kids just jump in there and want to lay down their latest beat or their latest rap or whatever they create. And, you know, some you can play and some you can't play. But it's a variety of things that they try, and they get to use some equipment that they don't normally get to touch. So,
Austin, you started to tell us some of the things that you've been involved in at Crosswalk. What do you think you're looking to do as you continue to jump in there after school? Some of the activities.
You mean it, like when I get out of high school, or
no? I just mean, like, you know, you said cooking and doing some machine type tool, not tooling, but, you know, drilling holes and that kind of thing. Is there something that you're kind of looking to dip your toe into that you haven't tried yet that you think you might try while you're there?
Well, I mean, I'm always open for, like, new things. I'm always willing to try new things. So, I mean, whatever Rick wants me to try, at least I'll try it.
Let's see here. John, you lead a program at Crosswalk that teaches teenagers entrepreneurial and business skills. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, yes, we're right in the midst of it right now. It began from a visit that Rick and I made to the Generation E State Expo that's held in May in Battle Creek every year. And it's a program that teaches teenagers, middle school and high school, how to set up a business. And last year we had three participants, and something new began last year through Bob Tresize and Leap, and they have been very helpful to us. They have a regional youth entrepreneurial event that's held in April. So we actually geared up for two events. Now, last year there are three teenagers chose to work as a team in one business. This year we have three teenagers, potentially four, that are individually working their own business. And you go to these expos and present your product and your business plan and compete with all the other students. And it can lead to, like last year, we won Best Business Plan, and the three guys split $750 prize money for our effort. And so they compete on both the regional and state level then. And LEAP's program is to hopefully generate in Lansing some small business developers.
So. Rick, what kind of goals do you have for the kids who come through Crosswalk? What are you hoping that they'll get out of it?
Well, first, we just hope that they're safe and, you know, in our environment. But second, like, we like to be a support to their education. I'm a firm believer, being a former teacher, that education is really important. And I realize that the legislative stresses that are on our education system is greater and greater each year. And so when we started, we thought both could we be tutorial support, but also could we offer kids an opportunity to experience some educational things, be it robotics or be it the recording studio, that they wouldn't normally get a chance to touch in their school, maybe because it's not offered, but also maybe because they're academically couldn't fit it into their schedule. And so that was one of our biggest goals, is to try to augment their education.
All of your programming is currently free of charge. Where does your funding come from in order to be able to provide this?
We have some regular donors. We have a couple community churches that have donated. And then we also have, when we bought the building, we inherited some rental property, and as part of the building, that's part of our income too, is the proceeds from those three apartments.
Austin, this one's for you. Do you have friends that you've encouraged to get involved in this? I know there are groups of friends and groups of friends, and sometimes bringing that all together, especially in high school, is a little bit hard. How do you find the community of people that are there with you? Is it a slow process of bringing people in, or
Well, not really. I mean, kind of every day after school, me and at least 3-4 friends come over to the teen center. I just ask them once, and they're like, sure. So
it seems like it kind of grows on folks once they've been there.
Yeah.
Okay. John, a recent Lansing State Journal article highlighted some of the funding challenges you guys have been facing. How much additional funding do you need to sustain this program, do you think?
Lots and lots. when you're a first-year nonprofit, you're kind of on the bubble. People are waiting to see, what are you going to do? What's the results? So we have data now, and so we will be more aggressively pursuing grants, but it would help us to have a year's operating expenses covered so that we can develop those relationships. And we're looking at donor development right now and grant writing as well.
And if listeners wanted to volunteer with Crosswalk, what opportunities are there for them to get involved?
Well, we need volunteers who can bring programming if they have a special expertise, because we have people that provide yoga, photography. We've had some great volunteers, which allows us to expand the program. But we could use volunteers just to help watch 40 kids.
Okay. We've been talking about the Crosswalk Teen Center in Charlotte. Our guests today have been Executive Director Rick Todd, Board Member John Bailey, and Crosswalk Teen Center attender Austin Blakeney. Thank you to all of you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org and put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or tweet us at @KARCurrentState and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.